Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
Microphone, there you go.
Starting off the new year right, there you go. Hey everybody, welcome to a brand new year here on Barbecue Nation. And I hope everybody had a great Christmas and New Year's. Miss Kayleen's nodding her head over there. You know, it still may be a little chilly and damp outside to be thinking about grilling or smoking or barbecuing. But for us barbecue like crazy people, it's never too early or never too late. But it is time to re-gear and regroup your own private barbecue world. Like I said, Miss Kayleen is at the controls again. And today, our guest is Mr. Jason, but we call him Curly Schumacher from Hometown Hearth and Grills. Buddy, how are you?
Great. How you doing?
Good. Did you have a good Christmas? Good New Year's?
Great New Year's. Good Christmas. Spent a lot of time with family, so.
Good for you. So, it is winter. We are dead smack in the middle of winter. And most people, I think, have set those grills or their smokers or something under the eave or in the garage, and they're really not paying too much attention to them. But when you get a nice day, which we will coming up in the rest of January and February, you know, the sun comes out, it's colder than hell, but it's still, they start thinking about, what should I do? I go out there, they buy a pork butt or something.
Right.
Try to get creative, but they haven't touched the thing since October. So what should they be looking for, first of all, to kind of get the thing re-geared? Because sometimes you go to fire them up and they don't fire up.
Yeah, this time of year is a great time to sit down, maybe take the barbecue apart, do a deep cleaning. Mm-hmm. See if you need replacement parts. You know, if you do it in the winter, it's not as busy. We still have parts in stock. You know, it's not a 10-day, 12-day wait if we have the special order. It's a 5-day wait. So good time to really get down there, clean it all up, and get ready for the new season and barbecue throughout the winter.
Now, my question is, when you start taking these things apart in the wintertime, and you're going to clean them, and like you've been on the show before, and I've been at the store, obviously, and you guys can actually pressure wash them, which is not a bad thing to do. But sometimes they don't dry very well in this weather. So do you need to bring them in the living room despite your wife's chastising?
No, I mean, we have a lot of cleaners and deep cleaners. It's almost like an oven cleaner. You spray it on, you can wash it off. Mm-hmm. Another good thing is you can take the parts off and, you know, burn them if you have like a weed burner or
right.
You know, small torch, that helps burning them off and drying them out as well.
Well, the one thing I've noticed over the years is that, there can be, you know, grease and residue and stuff in the bottom of the barbecue. But one of the things I think that most people end up having problems with, and you confirm this, I guess, but the burners themselves, some of them, you know, especially on your lower end barbecues, they're going to burn out. They're going to rust. You can watch as the flames come up. If you've got a long tube one or something, they don't. Every other hole has a little blue flame coming out of it, and it's not working properly.
Right. A lot of times on the burners, surface rust's not that bad. You can clean it up with a wire brush or, you know, clean that out. Maybe on some of the holes, it's you take a paper clip or, you know, poke them out, clean it all out.
Sure.
When you get into the problems is when you start having splits and big holes and you got huge flames coming out, just one section of the burner, that's a indication that you need to replace the burner.
Now the hose or the tubing that comes through that, I think some people are a little reticent to work with gas and gas fittings. It's really not a big deal once you've done it, but if it's your first time doing it, you want to make sure you get those on there. They're threaded properly and you don't have little gas leaks in them and that.
Right. Most of that, though, when you're cleaning them, most of that stuff, you're not going to take any of that apart. Barbecues are fairly simple. I mean, some people are worried about the propane and, mm-hmm. and the gas side of it. But once you start getting in there and start cleaning it out, it's kind of self-explanatory. Once you get in there, you really just start to clean up. You're just basically cleaning up all the metal pieces, the burners, the heat plates, yeah. cook grids, and, you know, the body of the grill itself, you know, cleaning the grease out and, you know, so you don't grease fires and whatnot.
That's why I have two shop vacs.
But there you go.
It's true. That's why I have two shop vacs, because I have one that I actually keep in the shop that when I'm cleaning, and I use it for other things, cleaning out gutters or whatever, but it's the dirty one, you might say.
Right.
Because I can put it in the bottom of a grill, or if it's in like my Primo or something, it's in the bottom there. I can get in and vacuum it out. If it gets grease on it, I don't care. It's an old one, but it was a one from probably 15 years ago. You know, it was a great big black one. But it's still real strong, so it just sucks everything out of there.
Yeah, once you get one that you've used on a barbecue a few times, it's kind of like a smoker. You do a lot of fish in a smoker, you start tending to use it just for
fish
and seafood.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Exactly. Well, how about smokers, too? How do people attend to those?
The smokers, really the biggest thing on a smoker is probably, if you haven't used it a lot, is mold and, you know, yeah. you know, corrosion. That same thing, you just, you know, again, we have cleaners at the shop that help out. You spray it on. It's like a foam, almost like an oven cleaner, but not as toxic. And the longer you let it sit, the better it is. You just wipe it out. You can use, you know, like a dish pan scrubby and then wash it out and go from there. And you just turn it on low and dry it out.
So can they burn it off, though? Like if you've got – I've got an old New Brunsfeld. I mean, I got a bunch of barbecues,
right.
You know, but – this thing sometimes will have a little mold on it and first time out in the winter, you know, because it's the one I use the least, and I've had it for years. But a lot of times what I'll do is I'll just, if I don't want to get all funky and get down there and scrape it out, I'll just put some, excuse me, some paper and stuff in the bottom because it won't hurt it. I light it on fire, and I'll burn that off in the – burn the grates off.
Yeah, burn it off works good. I mean, that's one of the best ways to use it. I use actually a weed burner. You know, a little handheld torch. You
can right.
burn weeds and, you know, clean barbecues,
sure.
clean the smokers. You're basically just burning all that stuff. It turns into ash and you're ready to go.
Yeah, then you just wipe it off.
Right, right.
Yeah, that works really good. The ceramic ones, you know, Green Egg, Primo, Black Olive, they're all good products,
right.
and all that thing, but I've had people ask me about, do you actually wash it out inside? I mean,
no.
You don't get it wet?
You don't want to get it wet. I mean, they will get wet, but those, the Big Green Egg, you know, the Primo, the other ones that are on the market, all those ceramic ones, the more you use them, the better it tastes. It's
mm-hmm.
it's like going to a pizza place that said they have the best crust in town. It's and it's this 100-year-old brick oven, lined oven. They've done a million pizzas in it. The more you use it,
yeah.
the better it's seasoned.
Yeah, the nastier it looks. And I don't mean that in like dripping grease or anything, but the more wear you see on something like that,
right.
I guess would be a better way to phrase it.
And dripping grease is, that's part of it. You know,
yeah.
you get the grease and the sauce and the seasonings, and the more you smoke, the better the food tastes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I do agree, because I've said it on the show before that of the smokers, I have one that I just use for fish.
Yep.
Because like you said, you get that fishy flavor. You get a few scales, maybe. You get a little fish oil floating around in the bottom of things. You might not want to put a fillet in there.
Right.
Beef fillet.
Myself included. I have one smoker devoted. That's just for fish and seafood.
Yeah, yeah, you should do that. We're going to talk about that more when we come back here on Barbecue Nation. A quick note here. Have you ever been to the Big Western, the Great Western? I'm not even saying the name right. In Denver this time of year?
Currently? I have not.
Well, it's a huge event in Denver.
Oh,
I'm dropping my script. Anyway, They're having a barbecue cook-off. I'm going to tell them about that when we come back. But if you've never been to the National, or we just call it Denver, in January, it's cold, it's snowy, it's miserable, but it's a huge rodeo, huge livestock show, all kinds of booths and displays, and it's just a hell of a good time.
Sounds like fun.
It is fun. We'll be back on Barbecue Nation in just a minute. Don't go away.
Flavored Radio, Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation here in the beginning of January. It's not the very beginning of January, but it's kind of early, I guess, in January. I got a birthday coming up next week. Did you know that? No, I'll be 117 years old.
Hey, you're looking good.
I am looking good for 117. By the way, if you have a question or a comment, well, if you have a comment, send them to Lars. But if you got a question, send them over here to barbecuenation@kxl.com. Or if you have a recipe, you can send it to barbecuenation or recipes, actually, at kxl.com. I want to say hi to a couple of our affiliates, KBKR over in Baker City. They're probably a little chilly today, I would think. They're doing the snow dance. And KWVR and Enterprise. They send smoke signals to each other over there this time of year because you can't get there
right
from here. What I was trying to tell you, so ineffectively before we went to break, it's the National Western Barbecue Throwdown in Denver, and it goes on, you know, the 8th through the 9th, and then the National goes through, I don't know, the 20th or something. It's a long event there in Denver, but everybody turns out for it. And, you know, you get people from all over the country come and not only show their livestock, but they cook, they have display booths, there's rodeos and specialty shows every night in the Coliseum and in their event center. It's a pretty big deal if you've never been, and if you're going through someplace, it's not that far from the airport. It's, you know, it's 15 minutes from the airport on the same freeway. Go over there and take a look at that.
Yeah, any barbecue events. Great event.
Yeah, it is. And I'm sure they'll be doing, you know, they don't do a baron, a beef, or a roast. They do a half a beef. You know, they'll have one of those things there. So if you've never seen that done, that's kind of a cool thing too. Speaking of winter time though, and cooking in the winter, it takes a little more doing, depending on what grill and stuff you're using. But because it is cold, the air is thinner, et cetera, I can give you the science behind that. But to me, you actually have to pay a little more attention in the wintertime to your temperature gauge to keep it up to temperature.
A little more hands-on, it is. You are going to lose temp. You know, say in the summer it takes you 3 hours to do a pork butt or whatever you're doing. It's going to maybe take 4.5 to 5 in the winter if you don't have like a thermal blanket or something, you know, with that
so explain,
cold air.
Explain that to people, what a thermal blanket is.
Thermal blanket, they're big with the pellet in the pellet world. It's a blanket. It's like a blanket. It's a padded thermal blanket that goes over the grill to keep the heat inside.
Yeah.
And they usually can withstand up to like 500 degrees, 550, something like that. And it just helps keep the cold air from zapping all your heat out of the smoker itself or grill.
So if you've got an older grill and some that aren't made as well as others, that might be a good little investment for you.
Right. You know, they're under $100 depending on what size you get.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a great investment for somebody that does a lot of smoking and likes to barbecue all year round,
mm-hmm.
and want to do that in the winter. To help with those big temperature swings.
Sure. Well, you can be out there, and like the other day, you know, we had snow and ice in the morning, and then we were at about 40 degrees in the afternoon, and then back down into the upper 20s at night. And that's really, if you think about it, that's a 20 degree variable there.
That's huge. Especially, you know, if I do a brisket, I usually try to smoke a brisket. I do most of the smoking overnight while I'm sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a good time to use a thermal blanket, you know, to keep the heat and the smoke in there and really obtain what you're trying to do, you know, without adding extra hours.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, you know, you want to, we preach all the time on this show about getting at the temperature, holding your temperature, you know. Stop looking at it all the time. Keep the lids down like that. But then in the wintertime, you really can't you can't do anything about the temperature, the external temperature out there. So,
Well, the thermal blanket the thermal blanket would be like what you're saying. Keep the lid shut. Don't check it every 10 minutes. You really want to keep that heat in there and the smoke in there, especially if you're smoking something.
Yeah.
That thermal blanket's just going to help that process out in the winter.
Smoking something in the smoker, not you smoking something.
Right, right.
Yeah, well, that, if you lose your body temperature on that, that's your problem. So, anyway, do you find it easier to do, you know, briskets or bigger cuts of beef in the winter, or do you find it easier to do, like, pork butts, shoulders, what have you? Or does it make any difference?
It doesn't really make any difference. It's just a lot of trial and error, just like anything else. The more you do it, the more comfortable you're going to get, and you can get your temperatures down. It is a different ball game, though, when you're doing it in the winter. It's a little more hands-on. You got to check a little bit more often, make sure, you know, you're not losing the temps. So,
well, and the one thing I found, and people talk to me about Curly, is that they may be, you know, smoking their ribs or doing whatever, and then they want to finish them on a gas grill. But they don't quite get the finish like they do in the summertime on the rib. You know, they don't get that nice little crusty look to them and you know, shiny and pretty. And it's the same thing. They're, you know, that temperature isn't getting there for them to do that. And then they crank it up too much.
It's black.
And it comes back looking like these microphones.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's not a good deal. So anyway, so be careful with that. Speaking of pellets, I'll do this really quick. Do you know why more barbecue enthusiasts choose Bear Mountain pellets? You can say yes or no because it's in the script.
Quality.
It's the way they're made. Bear Mountain barbecue pellets produce a light, delicate smoke that does not overtake. And it has the flavors of apple, hickory, cherry, or really whatever type of finish wood you're looking for. Bear Mountain pellets have the proper mixture of base wood and flavor wood, giving it a more consistent taste. And they don't have any flavor oils or glues or anything like that. So that would be your Bear Mountain barbecue pellets there. And you can find them at retailers like you.
Yep.
Hometown Hearth.
Here the whole line.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I went through their factory about a month ago, 2 months ago, I guess.
It was nice little fat out off of 84.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good deal. We'll be back with more of the Nation after this. Curly and I are going to be talking some lightning round stuff. Yeah, baby.
Looking forward to it.
James Dean, James Dean, I know just what you mean. James Dean.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Oh, hi. Welcome back. I was reading about Italy. I was. Barbecuing in Italy. They have the West, the Winter Extreme South Tyrol 2016. And I probably won't say that right. That's in Tofers, Italy. And they're barbecuing over there. And also, if you're, and that's coming up the 15th through the 17th. And if you happen to be in Florida down at the end of the month, you can do the Lakeland Pig Festival in Lakeland, Florida, there. That goes on for a couple days. So you can get those on the KCBS website. But that's fun. We were talking, Curly and I were talking, making Miss Kayleen hungry at the break, smoking oysters. You know, you pay a couple bucks for a little tin of. Okay. I mean, right. We serve them a lot, but that's not really probably as good as what you're coming up with.
Yeah, fresh oysters, you get them in the shell. I cook them on the gas grill just till they pop, take them out, and then I'll do, you know, plain just smoked oysters.
Sure.
And then if you're going to, I marinate a few batches as well. I'll do a hot and spicy and a teriyaki, marinate them overnight. You don't want to really do too much because they really suck up the marinade very well. And then I'll just smoke them in the morning on, I use a Big Chief smoker. We have them at the shop. They're actually on sale right now. So, and then once you start smoking them, you just smoke them out until, you know, about as soft or hard as you want them.
Sure.
But they come out excellent. It's a big hit.
That's a good one.
I was taking them up hunting and they're first things to get eaten.
You notice that when you're hunting or doing something like that, it's always things like the smoked oysters and the pepperoni, you know, the beef jerky
maybe,
whatever. Yep. That stuff all goes in about 3 days, and then you're waiting around for another week, you know, eating pine cones or something. Anyway.
Correct.
Okay, it is time. It is time. Let's hit it there, Kayleen. Our first lightning round of 2016. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Some of these are easy, some of them not so much. Biggest problem with grills this time of year that people just don't get?
A gas grill would be the check valve system. There's check valve safety things in there, and people think their gas doesn't work.
Okay. Now, we talked about this, but you answered again. Easier to cook in the winter for you, beef or pork?
Doesn't really matter.
Okay. Do you have a favorite winter comfort food?
Chicken wings.
There you go. Worst thing about grilling or barbecuing in the winter?
It's cold.
Best thing about grilling or barbecuing in the winter?
The food.
Well, I was going to think you were going to say the beer or something. But
oh, that too.
That too. Was Santa good to you?
He was great.
Okay. What is the best day for Curly contained for activities? What do you do?
It would be hunting. In the hunting during the day and a little barbecue, a little cooking in the afternoon.
There you go. If you had one person, who would you choose to cook for you? Anybody in the world, pick somebody to cook for you.
That's a tough question.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah. Be Grant Sasser.
Okay. One person you wish you never met. Ex-wives and spouses don't count.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah. I had to put that little caveat in there. One person you wish you'd never met.
I can't answer that one.
Oh, okay. Favorite band or musical group?
The Doors.
Okay. Favorite beverage in the wintertime?
Vodka.
Ever cooked in the snow in your underwear?
Yes.
Okay. You want to expand on that a little bit?
No, yeah. You know, but I've cooked a lot in the winter.
In your underwear.
I've been known to do something like that.
Okay. Last one. Best advice for winter weekend warriors at the grill.
Just have fun, experiment, and be patient. You know, with the winter cold, it's gonna zap your temperatures. Just keep at it.
There you go. That's it for our lightning round this week with Curly. I liked it. Do you like those new questions, Kayleen? You like those? Okay. We were talking about oysters. When I was in Australia, they showed me how to grill some oysters. Maybe we've talked about this before, but you went ahead and shucked them, cleaned them, took them out, cleaned them, filled the shell with Worcestershire and garlic and a little salt. And you didn't have to use too much because of the Worcestershire and stuff, you know.
Right.
And they put a little, their version of probably Frank's Red Hot or something like that in there. Put the oyster in. Then they diced up some what they called ham or bacon, Canadian bacon, which is ham,
right,
basically, like that. And some green onions on the top. And a little Parmesan cheese. And they put it back on the grill and closed the lid. And when the Worcestershire was boiling and the cheese was melted, that's when it was done.
And that sounds good.
And I must have eaten 70 of those one day. I was miserable, but what I had fun.
Right.
You know, that was, and we have such great seafood here. You know, we had crab last night, fresh off the boat because season just opened. You know,
right.
They were finally able to pull pots. And I've been trying to figure out how to conjure up a new way to smoke crab. You got any ideas?
You know, yeah, I think on the smoked crab, it would be similar to oysters. I think I would, you know, you want to boil them or get the crab.
But right.
I wouldn't do it till it was totally done. I would, you know, almost like blanching, you know.
Yeah.
Do it where you still have a couple minutes left on the crab, take them out, and then finish them off on the smoker.
I think that would be good.
Yeah.
I think so. Would you flavor it or would you just go with just kind of plain smoke?
Yeah, you know, I always like to do a couple just to try it out. I always do a main batch that was just plain, and then the hot and spicy is more for my taste. I like
sure.
I like the spice, but another good one is the teriyaki. We have a lot of different teriyaki sauces at the shop that we carry, and there's one made by Tahoe House. It's a ginger teriyaki. And
that sounds good.
It is. I think it's one of the best teriyaki sauces on the market. It's really good stuff.
Do you ever have anything you actually can admit to that you totally failed in trying to smoke it?
Yes.
Okay, you got to fess up now that you said that.
I did. My poor father, he had about 30 trout, and these were nice trout. They weren't just stalkers.
Yeah.
He's saved them up for about a year and a half. And I said, well, instead of just eating them, let me just smoke them for you, and they'll do a good batch. She's like, no problem. We put them on the smoker. We got busy at work. I forgot all about them.
Oh, no.
And they were toast. I screwed the whole batch up.
Oh, bet you were a favorite son.
Oh, yeah. I felt bad. I was in trouble.
That's kind of like, you know, when I was a kid, they used to bring smoked smelt. You ever eaten smoked smelt?
Yeah.
You know, because we'd dip them out of there, the sandy and all that stuff, and the kids would bring it. Well, the problem was is if you, like, left them in your locker over the weekend, come Monday morning when you went to your locker and you opened it up, it wasn't too good.
No, not at all.
Not good, and they looked worse. The little eyes were going.
A little slimy.
they were trying to, what do they call it, repurpose themselves
right.
into something. I don't know.
Fertilizer,
yeah. Your new store, real quick before we go to break, and we'll talk about it more in the next one. You have your regular location there on 82nd,
yep.
And then you just got a new store.
New location on 181st and Division. New old location. We were there prior for 15 years and left in 2010, and now we're back.
You got it back.
Yep.
And you're open.
Yeah, we are open for business right now, kind of soft opening. I'm doing a little overhaul, getting new floors, and... we'll be having a grand opening coming soon.
Yeah, we'll be there probably.
Oh, yeah. No, it'll be a big event.
It'll be a big event. We like that. that is the Hometown Hearth and Grill, if you don't know that store. And if the people have not been to the store on 82nd, I'm going to warn you, it's full. There is stuff. It's all organized. It's all very neat, all very clean. These guys do a great job of running it. But it is a full barbecue store. It is just packed to the ceiling with stuff. I was surprised you could get all that stuff in that building.
It is surprising. I mean, you got to do a lot of shuffling, but it's worth it.
You got to move stuff more than once. Let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be back on Barbecue Nation with Curly in just a couple minutes. Don't go away. And I wrote your number on a 50-yard line.
It's Barbecue Nation with Jeff Tracy.
Welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. That was, you know the name of that song? Smuggler's Blues, Glenn Frey. Yeah.
Good song.
Up in Telluride, they filmed part of it up there. I was around there. Don't forget, if you want to email us here at the show, it is recipes@kxl.com or Barbecue Nation. here at KXL.com, and we will reply within a reasonable amount of time. I'm not one of those guys that just sits there on my emails all day, you know. But I try hard. I do try hard.
That's all we can ask.
That's all you can ask. That's all you can ask. So is your new store going to be packed to the gills too?
It will be. We're in the process of that right now, you know, stocking it up, gearing it up, getting all the supplies in there, hoses, custom hoses, all that. So it's a much bigger store. Right now, I think the Portland location is about 900 square feet, and this is 2,200 square feet. So,
oh, geez.
Yeah. A lot more room for the hearth. You know, this time of year, we do a lot of the wood, gas, and stove pellet, or yeah, wood, gas, and pellet stoves, fireplaces, and inserts to heat your home.
Right.
Indoor, outdoor heaters. So a lot bigger area so you can kind of separate it. Right now at the Portland store, you know, per season, we rearrange the entire store, and it's still a packed store, and we still have all our barbecue stuff.
Right.
Just a little bit harder to do. We're the new location in Gresham. A little bit more organized, I'd say.
Which one are you going to spend more time at? Are you just going to bounce between?
I bounce between. I do a lot of outside work. I don't work the stores on a day-to-day basis. There's a lot of back-end stuff that I take care of, but yeah.
Oh, cool.
Back and forth.
I'm looking forward to coming seeing it.
Yeah, come on out. It's a great location.
Well, like I said, when you get ready, we'll come out and we'll do a wing ding for you out there. It'll be fun.
Yeah, no, we're really looking forward to it. You know, nice is that we're back. It's a new location, new old location for us. So we've actually already had customers come in and say, "Hey, I bought a barbecue from you guys at this location like 8 years ago."
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice to see the
old customers. See a smile like that. I can see it in your face. You know, this is radio, so we have to be descriptive. But Curly's got this big smile. He's got a little glow on. And no, he hasn't been drinking already today. It's just, that's just him there. Okay, back to barbecues. One last thing. If somebody is listening to this show and they have, let's say they have a pellet barbecue on their deck or back porch or whatever, and they're thinking about getting something else, gas, maybe ceramic, something like that, what and you got to take into consideration, we're not in Arizona, we're not in Southern California, we're not in Florida, we have weather here, and most of it is damp.
Right.
So they're looking to step up their barbecue game a little bit. What do you recommend for them, real quickly?
It's hard to, everyone's different. If they're, you kind of figure out where they want to go. If they're sticking with the charcoal, and they like the charcoal route, I would push them towards a Big Green Egg, great smoker / grill, and they're ceramic, so you don't have the rotting or the rusting. Yeah. If they're looking more towards the gas, I would push them towards a Weber Genesis. We're an alliance dealer for Weber, so we carry all their premium grade grills. Has all the stainless steel insides. The box stores carries them, Genesis as well, but it's the E version where it has the cast iron on the inside. Cast iron, if we were in Arizona, it'd be a different story, but we're not, and they mold and rust, and they're hard to keep up. So the stainless steels are a much better way to go in the Northwest.
That's good advice. By the way, we've got a couple upcoming guests on the show. Steve Reichlin's going to be back. He published his 2016 predictions. So we're going to have him on in a couple weeks. Daniel Vaughn, the barbecue editor from Texas Monthly, he's going to join us here sometime in January. And then Steve's going to be back. He'll be back here in May for a book tour. So we'll be doing that. I want to thank my guest today, Mr. Curly.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. For
being here. Hometown Hearth and Grill, and, of course, Miss Kayleen. And I'd like to thank all our affiliates here on the Radio Northwest Network. Barbecue Nation is produced by Alpha Media in association with JTSD Productions, LLC, all rights reserved, copyright 2016. Doesn't that sound official? It really does. Barbecue Nation is produced and tolerated by Miss Kayleen in our production compound 4, high above the skyline in Portland. We'll be back next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation. Until then, I'm JT, and Mr. Ryan is up in the bullpen. He'll be here in a minute. Take care, everybody. Have a good day. Leave you with a little Dino. Open.
up the door and let you do a tiring. Tomorrow's gonna be